This episode is part of an audiobook series featuring The Daily Stoic, Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, written in 2016 by Holiday and Hanselman. For more audiobooks, please visit my YouTube channel, find me on Spotify, or check out my website for downloads. As always, this audiobook was produced in-house and without artificial intelligence. February 11th, Hero or Nero, with a quote from Seneca in Moral Letters, quote, "Our soul is sometimes a king and sometimes a tyrant. A king, by attending to what is honorable, protects the good health of the body in its care and gives to no base or sordid command. But an uncontrolled, desire-fueled, overindulged soul is turned from a king into that most feared and detested thing, a tyrant," end quote. There is that saying that absolute power corrupts absolutely. At first glance, that's true. Seneca's pupil Nero and his litany of crimes and murders is a perfect example. Another emperor, Domitian, arbitrarily banished all philosophers from Rome. Epictetus was forced to flee as a result. Many of Rome's emperors were tyrants, yet not many years later, Epictetus would become with a close friend of another emperor, Hadrian, who would help Marcus Aurelius to the throne, one of the truest examples of a wise philosopher king. So it's not clear that power always corrupts. In fact, it looks like it comes down, in many ways, to the inner strength and self-awareness of individuals, what they value, what desires they keep in check, whether their understanding of fairness and justice can counteract the temptations of unlimited wealth and deference. The same is true for you, both personally and professionally. Tyrant or king, hero or Nero, which one will you be? That's all for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and I hope that you continue to grow. Check out my YouTube channel for bonus content, and I'll see you tomorrow with more wisdom.